Coal miner Shawnee Omrod's on the line. G'day, mate.
Afternoon, boys. Now, I heard you're cheering for rain, Shug. Now, I know we're a day late, but can I A-grade La Nina? Has anyone A-graded this weather pattern at the moment? Can it just get in the bin?
Yeah.
I had a look at the forecast today. We're in 17 and rain for the next week. What is going on?
Yeah. Joel, yesterday, that was his A-grade.
Yeah.
Your pronunciation is exceptional. Say it again, Shawnee.
La Nina.
Oh, it's... Have you got a bit of Spanish in you?
No, There's a rumor that I might have some Spanish in me, but it's yet to be proven out. I've got the Spanish tan, very tan for someone with Irish and Scottish background.
Exactly, so that's what I was going to say. There are a few
rumors going around.
Yeah,
go and get your thing done. I did it.
Get what done?
Go and get your heritage thing done.
Oh,
you know the DNA shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Ancestry.com.
I got a little bit of Bangladeshi in me. Everyone's got Greek in them, by the way. Because you know what the Greeks were like?
Yeah.
Heavy conquerors, heavy toolers.
We had the Luminaria lists on before, and Fletch was sort of investigating around the weather, Wes and Luke.
Yes.
Weren't you?
Yeah. I want to know Carl in for the Brisbane for the first test because the good people at your mob, $4.75 for a drawn test, test one.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me.
Well, where's the? Have we got word of where the fifth test is going to be? Obviously, Perth off the cards. Now, if it comes to Sydney, it's a moral to get rained out, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm going Brisbane.
Yeah,
I'm going Brisbane.
You're talking about the first test, yeah.
First test.
Yeah. Okay. $4. What was it? $4.25. $4.75.
$4.75. I think I just had a quick look for a draw.
Yeah, you want to be keeping your eye on that radar.
Yeah, O'Reilly.
Okay, let's talk about, well, last time the Matildas took on USA, A, we lost, and B, it was quite wet conditions. So how do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, the scoreline pretty lopsided in that last game. It was 3-0, but they scored after about 25 seconds or something, the Yanks, and then got an early one in the second half and a cheap late penalty. So I think the scoreline probably flattered the Yanks a little bit. I looked at the stats earlier. I'm a big stats man, Shug, you know that.
Yeah.
We had something like over 60% of the ball. So I don't think the scoreline probably really did it justice. The Aussies were a big $6 though to pull off a bit of an upset. The draw is $4 and the Yanks are now $1.36. So we're $1.40 earlier. So a little bit of money around unpatriotic money for the Yanks to beat us two in a row.
Yeah, you know what you've just screamed to me there, and I'm just going to look this up. Based on what you've shared with me about possession, based on what you've said about the fact that they scored so early, a little bit of a flum goal, what about the start? Handicap betting here. Plus one, you're getting $2.63. Something along those lines. What do you think about that?
I like the double chance market, Shug. So you've got the draw on your side there. We all know soccer is good when you're sitting through a nil all draw. The Aussie, the Matildas and the draw, so you've got both those on your side. $2.70. I reckon that looks pretty inviting to me.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. Rightio, what else is happening? Hopefully it's a dryish Warwick Farm tomorrow. Probably not, but how are you seeing that?
Yeah, currently a heavy 8, which we don't generally love, so we want it to dry out a little bit. I'm not sure if you're cheering for the weather to keep on going. I'm not sure how it's going to pan out. But at this stage, I think I've found one. Race 4, number 5. It's called This Will Be The One, all one word. It's got the Prince, James McDonald, on board. So it ticks that box. It's about $2.25. It's only its third start here in its first time over 1,600 metres. But it's unbeaten. It made its debut over 1,400, ticked that box. Then it stepped up 15 and it ticked that box again at Hawkesbury. That was with J-Mac on board. It was about $1.70 that day and did salute. You're getting $2.25 now. What I would say is it's the best bets, best of the day, which we generally know they can shorten up probably a little bit too much early doors. So I reckon you might just want to just sit tight on this one and you might get a better price the closer we get. Currently $2.25. So expecting a little drift, but J-Mac's going to go straight to the front and I don't think the quality of his field is going to be able to chase it down. So he's going to run it on his terms.
See what he done here. Like, so last week for his midweek WBW,
yes,
right, he picked a horse called Never Second, which ran where?
Second. This will be the one.
This will be the one. Yeah. I love what you've done there, Shawnee. Outstanding play.
Yeah.
What's on tonight, mate? A bit of a wet, wild one out there. What's on the menu?
Yeah, well, the budgies won't be getting a run in this weather. That's quite disappointing. But I made a beef Wellington the other day, boys, and I've still got a bit of eye fillet left over. So I'm just going to whip up a nice little chunky steak for dinner. I'm not sure what Lowy's having. She's not a big steak eater. So
hang on, what's the Wellington part?
Fend for myself today.
That's the crust, isn't it? Is there crust on there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's wrapped in. It's a big sort of big bit of beef eye fillet wrapped in. It's got a bit of prosciutto. Mm. Sort of like a mushroomy sort of paste, and then some puff pastry on the outside as well. Give it in the oven. It's bloody delicious. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I like that.
Good meal for this weather.
Yep, I like that.
Yeah, it's summer tomorrow.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Say it again, Shawnee.
La Nina.
Ah, it sucks. That stupid thing. La Nina.
Oh, yes. Brooksy's just shown a photo of that.
Can I say this, though? Very, very hard to cook.
Right.
Very hard to cook to get that beautiful pinky.
There's no chance the coal miner he's brought that pre-made. True?
No, this is that not from scratch. It's actually my first foray into doing it myself. But Brian, I can say I was a little bit nervous going into it. Not as hard as what people make out.
No, I just mean getting that beautiful texture of the pinky bits in the middle
that
there.
That looks good, doesn't it?
Because if you can't go, as soon as you go over that medium.
Yeah, once you go past that line, but I'll send you a photo. It was bloody beautiful. Just that nice sort of pinkish hue.
Yeah, well, Brooksy's got one on the right. That far one, no good because it's too tough. The one down the bottom looks like rosy cheeks.
I'm a dollar.
And you got to use a quality piece of. You got to use a quality cut of meat as well. So when the eye fillet, it wasn't cheap. Got a kilo of it. So you're talking about $70, but my God, it's worth every penny.
How expensive meat is now? Oh. What's going on? Inflation gone. Well, that's another talking point. Mm. I might speak to someone I know in the inflation department. he works at the pleasure chest.
He's inflating bullshite. That's what he's inflating. Anyway, mate, great to chat, and you've got me very jealous at Beef Wellington. Oh, run at me. Enjoy it, mate. Go well.
All right, boys. We'll chat soon.